Chapter 5, Benin Famous Art. When curators, C-U-R-A-T-O-R-S, when curators at the British Museum saw the artwork brought back from the Abbas Palace by victorious British forces in 1897, they were stunned at the advanced quality of the work. It was easily as good as anything created by the European Renaissance masters. The curators certainly did not expect this sophisticated artistry to come from Benin. After all, they, along with many Europeans of that time period, consider Africans to be a primitive people incapable of such innovative techniques and art form. Thanks to the art of Benin and the artistry of its people, the Western world viewed of African nations would forever be changed. Museums and art collectors around the world vivid for a chance to purchase the art. And I'm sorry, not vivid, but vied. V-I-E-D. Vied for a chance to purchase the art. Today, the finest museums around the world, the British Museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and the Ethnological Museum of Berlin have collections of Benin art. It's this artwork that has made the Kingdom of Benin famous worldwide, exclusive to the King's Court. Over the centuries, the Abbas used art for more than just decoration. They used these pieces to tout their political and spiritual power. Every aspect of the art was significant. The materials used in the art had particular meanings. For example, if brass was used to create the art, a different meaning was intended than if ivory or red beads were used. The people and the animals in the artwork have gave. Hold on, I lost my spot. I closed my eyes and I lost my damn spot. Okay, the people and the animals in the artwork also gave specific meaning to the pieces. Generally, the Abba was shown in the artwork, but occasionally other subjects would be depicted as well. Such as the Abba's mother, high chief, Portuguese soldiers and merchants, and many other kinds of animals like leopards and snakes. So they got this statue here, and it says leopards were very popular animals in Benin art. This piece of jewelry would have been worn as an armband in the Abba ceremony attire. Animals in Benin artwork. Animals were very important in Benin's culture. They often symbolized various deities and the powers of the king. Some of the most common animals to appear in Benin's artwork include fish, mudfish in particular, snakes, leopards, crocodiles, elephants, birds, bird of prophecy, and fowls, roosters. They are the symbolic meaning of some of these animals. Crocodiles are associated with both Alokan, the god of the water, and the Abba, since he had the power to take human life. These animals were the police officers of the waters because they, with their ferocity, they were in charge of keeping everyone and everything in line. The snake symbolized Osun, O-S-U-N, the god of nature, while python symbolized Okon, Olokon, the god of water. According to Benin religious tradition, snakes are sent to punish those who do evil. Leopards are considered the king of the bush. Because of these animals' powers and authorities in the forest, they were most closely associated with the Abba, who has supreme commander over the Benin people. Some of the Abbas even had pet leopards that were paraded through the streets on chains. This demonstrated the Abba's authority over all creatures, including the king of the forest. The mudfish lives in shallow water near riverbanks because it dwells in between land and water. It's the perfect symbol for the Abba himself, since he is considered a link between the people and the gods. The mudfish symbolize peace, fertility, and prosperity. Rooster symbolized wealth and prosperity. They were often found on artwork associated with Abba and the Queen Mother. The ivory artwork. Ivory is a creamy white substance that is obtained from the tusk of elephants. The elephant symbolizes physical power, wisdom, leadership, and long life, all qualities associated with the Abba. So naturally, an elephant tusk would be used in artwork associated with the king. If an elephant were hunted in Benin, the Abba would always receive one of the two tusks as a tax. Ivory was extremely valuable because it was highly prized by both in royal court and European traders. Ivory symbolized the Abba's spiritual power and his political authorities and vast wealth. Carved ivory tusks were used on the altars of dead Abbas. When a new Abba took the throne, he would commission special tusk carvings for the altar of his father and other ancestors. These tusks, which were believed to symbolize the king's link to heaven, would top a brass head that represents the personality and achievements of the deceased Abbas. When the British seized the art contained within the Abba's palace, hundreds of these carved ivory tusks were removed from the altars of the Abbas and eventually found homes in museums around the world. Ivory was also used to make fine pendants, masks, handheld clappers, musical instruments, trumpets, bracelets, and delicate figurines and figures of kings and queens. In the 14 and the 1500s, ivory was carved into objects to sell to the Portuguese, including spoons, knives, handles, drink containers, and lid containers, and jewelry boxes. The artists carved images that related more to Portuguese cultures than Benin cultures, including knights, angels, animals, boats, and European children. This was a completely new kind of art that was tailored specifically to the European customers who purchased them. This tradition continued throughout the 1700s as other European nations began trading with Benin. Brass art. Brass is an alloy of copper and zinc along with ivory. It was considered a sacred material in Benin. While ivory is a smooth and creamy white material, brass is shiny and red golden color. Red is an important color in Benin, as already indicated by the king's use of red stone and red cloth adodos. The color represent raging fire and symbolize how temperamental and powerful both the Abba and the sea god Olokan could be. Brass and copper were mainly obtained from trade with the Portuguese. In fact, the hundreds of plaques and thousands of figurines and brass heads that the British found in the king's palace were mainly made from the Manilas was made from the Manilas trade to the Benin people by the Portuguese. The brass work of Benin is one of the kingdom's most impressive artistic tradition and legacies. At first, Europeans who visited the kingdom thought that brass objects were carved, but upon closer examination, they realized that they were cast. What that means is that an artist first create the object, plaque, bracelet, head, figurine, etc., in wax or clay by carving all the details into the soft substance. Then he thoroughly dries the mold and pour molten brass over the mold. Once it had completely cooled, the clay or wax was scraped away and the bronze cast art was finished. The brass heads of Oba. In Benin culture, the head is the place where the king's spiritual powers is located. According to legends, or some say historical accounts, when an Oba dies, his head was cut off and sent to neighboring Ife, so the craftsmen there could make a brass cast of his head to be placed on the altar of the king. This practice is said to have continued until the 1400s. At that time, it's believed that the Oba asks the brass workers from Ife to visit Benin and teach the Adu artisans the craft. From that time on, the brass workers in Benin made the brass cast themselves. Yet instead of making exact replicas of the Abba's likeness, they made heads that were more abstract in nature and represented various aspects of the king persona. Other types of brass heads. Brass heads were not only placed on the altars of deceased Obas, they were also found on altars that celebrated warfare and altars that were dedicated to the king's mother. Trophy heads were the brass heads of enemy rulers. After battle, the Oba would instruct his soldiers to decapitate the enemy's rulers. These heads were brought back to the Oba's court, and the artists there would make brass casts out of them. The casting were then placed on special altars to remind the people of the kingdom great achievements in battle. Trophy heads were particularly popular during the reign of the warrior kings. Idu legends say that Abba Isigi was able to defeat the city-state of Idah. The battle that made him famous in Benin history because of the help of his mother. To thank her for the assistance, Isigi created a new title for her. He called her Ioba, Ioba, which means Queen Mother. From the point onward, the mother of the Oba was always given this distinction and treated with a special amount of respect. Brass heads were made in honor of the queen's mother. She was one of the only women who ever showed up to the artwork in Benin. The queen mother's likeness was depicted realistically in their brass heads. Her idealized image was shown. She looked like a perfect being with a beautiful coral-covered headdress and crown. Then it got like this picture of her head, and I'm gonna post this too. It says the mother of Abba, Oba, Asigi, Adaya, or Ida, was allowed to establish her own palace and ancestral altar after she used her mystic powers to bring victory in Benin wars. Interesting. the palace brass plaques. You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to go grab me a coffee real quick. Because I'm trying to complete this book. And I'm stumbling over my words and my mouth is... That water was not right.